Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we have a guest in the studio with us right now from Standard Kitchens, Warren Richter. Welcome, Warren, to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Warren, you've been with Standard a long time, and you're the current kitchen sales manager, and you've got some exciting things going on at Standard Kitchens, right?
Oh my gosh, we really do. We have completely remodeled all of our showrooms. So we've got six of the showrooms that are totally remodeled in our lumber yards, and we also have a major showroom that is our premier showroom in Holland, and it's called Elevations by Standard Kitchens.
Okay.
Totally new concept.
So let's explain that concept a little bit. What's so new about it?
It's all about the fact that we are there with very experienced salespeople, designers that can help you through the process so that your kitchen remodel doesn't become a nightmare.
Right. So what do I need to know? What do I need to bring with me when I walk into your Elevation showroom? And that one's in Holland, right?
That one is in Holland,
right?
Yep. So it's easy to get to, right on Chicago Drive and US 31. So it's real easy. What you really need to bring in is just some of your ideas. So whether it's through House or Pinterest or things that you've seen online, the other thing that we actually recommend is that maybe take pictures of the irritating spots in your kitchen. Or take a note and just write it down. Every time this thing bugs you to death, write it down and bring that in so that we can solve that problem for you.
Yeah, my dishwasher when it's open and the refrigerator when it's door open, they almost touch and
we can't really
get through.
Oh, really? That ever happens?
Right,
no.
Right. Yep, one of those.
No,
so,
we will make sure that doesn't happen ever again.
So when you redesigned all these showrooms, you picked up a bunch of new products, as I understand it.
We really did. We cleaned house, and so now we have Merillat products. We have Gallery, which is a private label, semi-custom line. Dwelling, which is another private label, semi-custom to custom, and Nest, which is a frameless cabinet that's all custom.
So as I understand it, you kind of got cabinetry for any style, any taste, and any budget even, right?
Oh, absolutely right. Every day, you know, and I for the most part, am working out of the Holland showroom quite a bit because of its new concept. Is that, you know, we'll write a kitchen up for $3,500 one time, and the next order that goes through is in the $20,000, $30,000.
Right.
So we can fit the budget based on what you're after.
And your showrooms are full of samples and examples of things that
Absolutely.
People can use in their design,
yeah.
Right?
So we've got sample kitchens. Actually, several of our showrooms have full-blown kitchens, so you can get a really good idea of what a whole kitchen is going to look like in a particular color.
And even working kitchens, as I understand.
And exactly right. In the Holland showroom, that one is a full working kitchen, full 36-inch gas range, induction, cooktop, the whole ball of wax. So
wow.
We'll be having activities there that will hopefully you guys can help promote for us.
Sure, absolutely.
As time goes on, where clients can come into that showroom and participate.
And this is all important because sometimes you just can't cook on the grill.
Right.
Sometimes the rain or snow, blizzard, or you have too much stuff to make. Having the right kitchen is so important, and I have to thank Standard Kitchens for hooking me up with a dream kitchen. And my wife loves looking at it, and I cook in it.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's
what I understand. Thank you very much for allowing us to do that.
You guys have designers in there that are – I don't have to come with the whole thing put together, right?
No.
You can help me kind of lay this thing out and make it
work. Oh, absolutely right. And whether you can read a tape measure within an inch, bring your own measurements in, that's fine. That's great. That's a starting spot. Take a bunch of pictures, stand in the center, take a 360-degree shot of the whole kitchen so we get a feel for it. If you don't feel comfortable going and doing your own measurements, we've got – very experienced outside sales folks that can come out to the home and do the measuring for you there. And also at that point, discuss some of those problem areas so that we can integrate that into the new design.
Warren, thanks for making time to come into the Grilling Guys and share some of the great things you guys are doing at Standard Kitchens. If you would, tell people where your stores are located, because we got coverage all over the state.
All right, so I got to keep track. So there's one in Ludington, Montague, Muskegon, Sparta, Ada, Grand Rapids, and Holland.
There you are. Seven stores conveniently located for you. So we appreciate you making time, and we'll be talking with you again, I'm sure.
Very good. Thanks so much for
You're
having
welcome.
Me here.
Thanks, Warren.
So Barbecue Bob.
Back to the backstraps.
It is deer season. Go with it, brother.
It is game on, and we're talking game on the grill. I think everybody's favorite piece, other than the fillets, which are too small and go too quickly, are the back straps. And some people know how to make them, and some people just mess them up. It's easy to mess them up because venison's such a lean meat.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I did it for years.
Bacon is a popular accoutrement to your back straps just because a lot of people wrap them. Not only the bacon grease, but it seals in what moisture is in that meat, kind of gets sealed in.
Yeah, butter always works too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The first deer I shot was when I got out of the military. I couldn't wait to get home and do some real hunting because up until I went in, I messed around with hunting, but I don't know. I had so many other things going on in the fall. I just didn't prioritize it. So the first thing I did was I came home, shot a nice little 6-point off the Stradoff farm, and it's now called Hillhoff Organic Dairy. But I shot this beautiful 6-point. My uncle came over, helped me skin it and cut it up, and then my folks left for Arizona. So I had a whole deer to go. And I had this girl I was kind of sweet on, and I invited her over, and I made her a Michigan dinner. And I got to tell you that those venison steaks were like shoe leather.
Right.
I cooked them like my mom would have.
Right.
Cooked
right. We both grew up with that you had to be worrying about the trichinosis.
Actually,
so
yeah,
you
my mom's
the death out of things.
Yeah, my mom's venison was always good. I cooked it like, I don't know, somebody who didn't know what the heck they were doing did it. And she was gracious. I had some Michigan wine. I don't remember what, beets or asparagus or something. And it was all Michigan stuff. And she was very polite and told me it was wonderful. And
that was your last date with her?
I think it was.
Yeah. Moral of that story is a way to the woman's heart is maybe not through her stomach,
right?
No,
we stayed really good friends. She actually spoke at our wedding. So
it
all worked out well. Linda Van Sickle.
Right.
So butterflied backstraps, if you want to do something cool, you can butterfly them. And I think by now you all know how to butterfly. But basically you turn it into a flat piece of meat by going around it and just taking a half-inch spin and keep turning it and turning it until it's folded out like you were going to make some cinnamon rolls, a piece of dough. So you get it all flattened out like that, and then you pound the heck out of it. You need your meat hammer, and you pound it like
even crazy. Though the backstrap is super tender already.
It's okay. Pound the heck out of it and put some cream cheese on it and some jalapenos. Roll that thing up and then wrap it in bacon.
Well, there you are. Yeah.
And you can indirect it for a while. You want that center to get to about 140 on that max. And then take the thing off and then you sort of roll it on your grates until that bacon gets crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a wonderful way to do it. Now, a lot of times you'll end up with a lot of meat from your deer if you process it yourself, and many do. If you have a grinder, you're going to grind your own. Otherwise, you can buy these old manual grinders on eBay.
Armstrong.
$30.
Yep. Clamp it to the countertop and start cranking, baby.
They work great.
Right.
I highly recommend making your own burger. Get a little beef suet to throw in there with it, and you'll have some great patties.
Cool. Coming up next, we got a guy named Chef Martin Earl, and he's going to talk about some killer venison recipes. Stick with us. We'll be back.